Today is February 20th, 2026, and we have some exciting developments in the world of AMD GPUs and their applications in AI and machine learning workloads. Let's dive into the most significant topics on our agenda today. 1. Linux 7.0 shows significant PostgreSQL performance gains on AMD EPYC. 2. Ultrafast SecPP256K1, a new open-source library for ECDIS signatures. Let's take a deeper look at these stories, starting with the Linux 7.0 kernel. Recent benchmarking has revealed some impressive performance gains for PostgreSQL when running on AMD EPYC processors. In a recent test comparing Linux 6.19 to the development state of Linux 7.0, the performance improvements on the AMD EPYC Turin architecture were noteworthy. The tests were conducted on an AMD EPYC 9755 single processor setup using a Gigabyte MZ33 AR1 server. The benchmarks were meticulously executed with both kernel versions built using identical configurations and compiler toolchains to ensure a fair comparison. What's particularly exciting here is that while Intel's Panther Lake architecture saw some regressions in performance, AMD's EPYC series appears to be flourishing with the new kernel. The early results indicate that PostgreSQL databases can leverage the enhanced performance capabilities of the EPYC processors under the Linux 7.0 environment. This is critical for developers and enterprises that rely on PostgreSQL for data-intensive applications, especially in AI and ML workloads, where database performance can significantly impact overall system efficiency. The merge window for Linux 7.0 is still settling down, and as we approach its stable release in April, we can anticipate further optimizations that might enhance the performance even more. This is a strong signal for AMD as they continue to position their EPYC processors as the go-to choice for high-performance computing tasks. Now, shifting gears to our next topic, ultrafast SecP256K1, an open-source C++20 library designed for ECDSA signatures. This library boasts an impressive performance of 4.88 million ECDSA signatures per second on a single GPU and supports a wide range of platforms, including CUDA, Metal, OpenCL, WASM, ESP32, and STM32. This is particularly relevant for developers working in cryptographic applications, especially in blockchain and secure communications, where the efficiency of signing transactions can have a direct impact on throughput and latency. The fact that it has zero dependencies makes it very appealing for integration into existing systems without the overhead of additional libraries. The library's performance is a testament to the power of modern GPUs in handling cryptographic workloads, which can often be computationally intensive. With the increasing importance of security in AI and ML applications, having a robust and high-performance library like ultrafast CP256K1 can empower developers to implement secure solutions more efficiently. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that AMD continues to push the boundaries of performance with their EPYC processors, especially in the context of emerging software like Linux 7.0. The advancements in cryptographic libraries also signal a growing trend towards efficient security solutions in the AI and ML landscape. Looking ahead, we can expect more benchmarks and optimizations as the Linux kernel matures. And we'll keep an eye on how these developments influence the broader ecosystem of GPU computing and machine learning. Stay tuned for more updates, and as always, keep pushing the limits of what's possible with GPUs.